The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time. You can experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
And welcome to the Rack Extra. Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 7 of season 2 of Total Bellas. And well, we're getting the recap of the episode and what's happening and what's going on, and it looks like we're getting some birthing stuff and some Nikki stuff, and oh, this looks like it's going to be fun.
There's betting odds that we're going to hear about tonight.
There's betting odds?
Yeah, about WrestleMania.
Oh, right, right. And what's going to happen at WrestleMania. Uh-huh. That's right.
And we get an update on Nikki's injury where we left off last week as we're all coming down on an airplane.
Phoenix Sky Harbor. Very nice airport.
Brian's giving her some advice. She should call the doctor who did the surgery. They're doing an x-ray to make sure that there's nothing, you know, they didn't break the hardware that was put in.
Or that she didn't break anything else. Mm-hmm. Basically that she did not do damage, so they're just making sure she's okay.
We're getting a review of Nikki's career.
So now we're just kind of getting the history of what she's been through in the last year, year and a half, where she was on top, and then she had to have surgery, and now she's back on top with John Cena, and she hurt her neck again with Tyler when she speared Tyler Breeze, and well, this could be a career-ending thing for her. Did they redo the lobby? I think they redid the lobby of the airport. Looks nice.
It's 2 weeks until WrestleMania.
And you never want to get hurt right before WrestleMania.
Nope.
And we're seeing shots of Phoenix, shots of the airport. By the way, not for nothing, if you've never been to Phoenix, it's a beautiful place. You should totally go. Hot as hell in the summer. So now we have Brie on the phone. She's telling her, you know, Nikki, how much it hurt or it sucks about her neck. And they're talking about the pain and how it's worse.
She's in a lot of pain right now. Just sitting there, she's in a lot of pain.
Well, the jostling from the car, probably. She should actually probably be in, like, some kind of neck brace.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Winston. He goes over the table. They asked her why she knocked, and she's like, because I was being respectful. It's like, you just don't barge into your kid's house. And now we're having Nikki watch.
We're putting over how big WrestleMania is. It's their Super Bowl. And we all know what's coming. They all probably know what's coming.
Yeah.
Because they're bringing up now the footage of the prop bet. Cena's tip has never been on WWE.
Winston is so cute. I want him.
They're very concerned with Nikki.
They're very concerned about Nikki. I'm very concerned about the dog. If they don't want Winston, I'll take him. So now we're seeing Nikki getting her x-rays. Her career and her life are in someone else's hands. She's not feeling good. She's not liking it. You know, she's basically in flux right now, and she's not okay with it. And we see Lauren kissing and saying hi to everybody. Winston's very excited.
We're looking for baby dog training.
To get the dog used to a baby, yeah.
How the rambunctious they get, we show the one time the dog bit Cena.
I think the main concern is that they have not trained the dogs.
Yeah, that's their concern, yeah.
But here's the thing, is it's like, you have to expose the dogs to kids, because they're dogs, right? It happens.
Yeah.
And I think that when they were fighting over the doll, they were more fighting over the doll.
Because it wasn't a child.
Yeah, they weren't attacking the baby itself. They were fighting over the dog. It's like, a friend of mine has two Frenchies. And when they're young like that... they get territorial, especially since Winston is younger than Josie. So it could be that there's a whole territorial thing going on right now. So now there's a problem above where she got it done, which is not a good sign. She's in a lot of pain. It's two places, basically.
Yeah, it's a herniation of the disc and the neck.
And Nikki's very upset. We're having a very serious moment. You know, it's that, you know, basically she's done. And she was debating on whether she was going to be done at WrestleMania. And she's like, well, this feels like a sign. And now we're flashing back to when Brian was forced to retire. And this is now the second person that Brie has seen this happen to. And Brie's describing it, and Nikki's just sitting there shaking her head. And John doesn't want to see her in pain. Basically, John is encouraging her to retire. You know, like, you've done everything you can do. There's no need to keep going. And Brian's like, that doesn't help. You know, when you're in this situation, that doesn't help. Because now it's the what if.
Nikki feels like she's going to have to relate to Brian. Because she is. She's being told she can't do something when she knows she still is able to mentally.
Well, I feel like they haven't told her they can't or that she can. I feel like they've told her she shouldn't. There's a difference. Brian, I feel like they had to put that foot down with him and be like, no, you can't. And now we're at Mama Bella's condo. We see Josie. We see Winston. We see a baby. We're taking pictures of the baby with Grandma. She's so cute. And JJ wants to renew their vows as a fresh start.
So we started with them on the rocks, and now we're going to renew our vows.
So they're in a better place, they've gone through therapy, they're happy, they're good. He wants to make a fresh start of things, which is really sweet, and he's asked her to renew their vows. She's kind of in for it.
The dogs listen to JJ.
Because he has that authority. Brie hasn't gotten her mom voice yet. That'll come.
Why is she driving?
She's basically talking about how much pain she's in, and she's driving a car.
So it's a severe sprain.
Basically, Brie's like, there's a very big chance you won't be a part of WrestleMania. And Nikki's like, yeah, no, I'm going to be there. I'm doing the thing. You're not going to stop me. And now Brie's kind of concerned because she's like, Nikki, your health. Well, you never leave a dog alone with a child.
Why is she... Anyway, so where do you want to start?
I want to talk about the dog thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's more to the neck thing. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When I was a baby, we're going to go all the way back to the Stone Ages.
Wait,
when I was a baby...
Back in the day, it was Wednesday.
Back in the day, it was a Wednesday. Not really. My parents had, like, a 100-pound German Shepherd when I was a baby. And they trained him to the point that he was fine with me. It's like, he tried something once, and they made sure he never did it ever again. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it. I mean, it's a dog. It's going to try something, or it's not. Because it's something new. If it's never seen a baby before. But here, it's like Winston and Josie have been exposed to Lauren's baby. And I feel like if they have more contact with the baby, they'll be better off with it.
Yeah. That is 100% true and accurate. This experience I can tell you about. So my brother has a baby. About 17, 19 months now.
He's so cute.
Very cute. The dog's, depending on the dog never tried anything with him. It's more the baby's actually the torture of the dog, which is the amusing part of the thing. So sometimes you wear a buff for the baby once they get older and stuff like that. But they're friendly with each other. When they kiss each other now, things happen like that. So over time, the dogs are very territorial over their everything, their home and everything. They want the attention because the babies take away. That's the biggest thing. Dogs react a certain way because they're no longer the focus of the attention. The baby is. So that's the major adjustment.
And the thing with a dog is you have to establish the hierarchy with the dog. You have to establish that the baby is on the same level as you. And because it's a pack mentality, you're bringing something new or someone new into the pack, and the dog has to understand where the baby stands in the pack.
Right.
That's the whole thing. So it's like if you establish that to the dog, that the baby is not below the dog, the baby is above the dog, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if the baby upsets the dog or grabs the dog or hurts the dog, it's going to respond. But otherwise, it's fine. Like, there are plenty of people who have their dogs around babies, and it's okay. It's all how you teach the dog. And I think that's the whole point of this. As we're back from break. Oh, here we go. We're talking about if Brie goes into labor while Brian's gone.
We had this whole entire conversation about this.
We did have this whole entire conversation.
We're getting the final ultrasound.
You can't see anything.
You can't see anything? Can you see the face now?
There's a face. You can kind of see it. Basically, Brie wants a home birth. If Brian's gone and her OBGYN can't be there.
The OBGYN only does hospitals. So they're looking for a midwife to do it. Hypnobirthing we're looking into.
Oh my god, she's not doing it without drugs.
Well.
Brie, Honey, no. Get the drugs. Get the drugs. If they're an option, get them.
Well, from what I remember about her labor, yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs were had.
Yeah. Drugs. Childbirth is not a pleasant experience. If you're considering a natural childbirth, reconsider that option. My mother made a believer of a preacher's wife. Let me just say that. Anyway, we're at lunch with the Bella family, and now they're talking about a baby being mauled to death by a family dog. Again, if you're that worried about it, go get a professional dog trainer. Send them to a professional dog trainer. Seriously, they are making a huge deal about this, and they don't need to. Anyway, now we're on to Nikki.
Nikki and her denial.
Nikki and her denial, where she thinks she can wrestle at WrestleMania, and Bree's like, no, she can't. JJ just, like, is talking about how, like, a baseball player hurt his foot and pitched the World Series, and Bree's just like, you are not helping the situation at all. Shut up.
Oh, it was a famous game. There was a bloody sock game. Yeah. I think he had stitches in his ankle or something, and they you know, he's bleeding the entire time. Bree is concerned long-term, and there are people encouraging Nikki to do it. Johnny says, if the doctor says no, the answer is no. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. We'll get back to that. We'll talk about that. Because we know what happened. So anyway, we are back at Casa Decina, Nikki's home.
Apparently on Mania Row, Nikki's not wearing a bra.
Okay.
And that's a Tits McGee top.
Yeah, I could see that.
So she's bringing her hat for good luck. So we go to the doctor. Why isn't JJ driving?
I don't know, but there's the infamous Land Rover.
Made its way to Florida. What was her answer?
I didn't hear.
When was the last time you shaved your vagina, was the question asked.
Go get it waxed. If you're that concerned about it, go get it waxed. Now they're asking about the vow renewal, and Nikki's like, he hasn't done anything, and he's like, I got it. I mean, if you really want to do it, why don't you just go to the courthouse? And she's like, you're not taking it seriously. Lauren's expecting a lot more. You know, he just thinks he can show up, and it's going to get planned for him, which it's probably going to get planned for him, let's be real. And now they ask her, are you sure you want to do this? You can back out.
Bree is so trying to be the mom in this whole situation.
I think Bree's trying to manage her expectations, but at the same time, Bree doesn't have the authority to stop her. Unless Bree, like, somehow managed to go into labor that day, which stops Nikki. And I don't even think, honestly, that would have stopped her.
No, we're going to see the doctor. Dum, 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 dum.
So we're finding out whether she's going to be at WrestleMania or she's not. Her brother is there in support, and now we're seeing Dr. Erbe.
She's pushing too hard.
Okay, so we see the fusion. The herniated disc is above the fusion. Basically, she's looking at another surgery, which is very common, this type of thing. And basically, he tells her it's time to find something else. He would prefer that she not wrestle, but he's not going to tell her she can't. Okay, so as we're going to break, let's talk about this a little bit more, because now we have some more information. And again, we know what happened. So, I can completely understand Bree advising her sister not to wrestle. I get it. And if it were a one-on-one match, I would completely 100% agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Completely agree with that advice, because it's all on Nikki. In this instance, it's a tag match, where there's four people involved in the match. She's hurt. They can do it in a way where Nikki's not in the match a lot. She doesn't necessarily have to take a bump, and they can work around the injury. So it's something that she can still be out there. She can still be participating. She's just not doing as much as she would like to do.
Right.
But it's a good compromise to the situation. And spoiler alert, that's pretty much what happened at Mania.
Yeah, because of the injury, she did not do much. They changed the match.
Go ahead.
They changed the match specifically for that reason.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, I completely respect Bree's position that it's your health. You don't want to risk it. And in every other situation, I would agree with that. I still do agree with it. But the way that they did the match, having seen it, knowing what happened, Nikki was beyond protected. I mean, everybody told her, no, you really shouldn't do this. I'm sure even WWE was probably like, look, we're not going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the injury, honestly, is not severe enough for them to step in. If the doctor's not vehemently going, no, they're not going to stop you. And that's not what the doctor is doing. Is he's saying, look, you really shouldn't do it, but I'm not going to say no.
If she was a family member, he would recommend not doing it. But not a family member. He can't tell her no. It's a tricky situation to be in. Because the surgery, again, there's a herniation. Nothing's broke. There's a deterioration that occurs. Basically, once you open up the neck, all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
And that's where we're at. So it's trying to figure out what's the risk versus reward in this situation, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. And I think it's something that, as we come back from break, and we're just getting the replay of what happened as the doctor's giving her the news, I think it's something that for one more match, and now he's putting her through the physical test, He's not seeing any red flags, so she's good for WrestleMania, basically. But in terms of one match, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference for her. Especially knowing what happens, it didn't make any difference. Now, moving forward, doing more matches, continuing her wrestling career, that's a different kettle of worms. Basically, he's telling her she's got a lot of limitations, she really can't take a bump, she really can't hit her finisher, she has to be careful.
So she's going to do a few moves at WrestleMania, and that's it. I mean, hang on.
Yep.
Now you understand why she wants one more. You can understand it. Doesn't make any sense, but you can understand it, because she's not having her final match the way she wants.
Yeah, and I get that. I respect that, but honestly,
She shouldn't.
She shouldn't.
But you understand it.
To me, it's not worth it. To her, it's worth it. To me, it's not worth it. Because, again, it's your health. And it's likely going to be, unless it's a tag match, again, it's with Brie, it's going to be one-on-one. And that's more risky than...
Where?
They have good behavior dog dress. Just go get a trainer. Good lord. They got them a Thunder shirt.
Obviously, I'm not a dog trainer. She's trying to prove a point.
By getting a giant green dildo?
Daniel Bryan actually thought it was a sex toy.
I was kind of right there with him for a second. It's not for the dogs, it's for family fun.
Wow. And Brie asked, why does it have to be anal? Wow. That family.
Okay, but that's a legitimate question. Why does it have to be?
It's a good question.
Okay, Johnny. All right. Calm down.
He just said he likes mama bell thighs.
Let's not go from talking sex toys to that.
Brian has the same damn shirt. Look.
Yeah, he has one shirt.
Two shirts.
We've established this. He has
two shirts. I just feel like I need to point him out every time. So what have you done for the Valve renewal? Nothing.
And now Nikki's throwing him under the bus. Basically, he's like, they're like, oh, you're screwing around. He's like, no, I can do it. He's like, I know they see me as the younger brother or something, but I can do this. I can totally do this. And now he's like, there's no trust in me because when I say I'm going to take care of something, you don't think I'm going to do it. And they're all looking at him like, because you never do it. That is exactly what the mom's face is right now. Brian the Peacemaker. God love him.
Doesn't matter how it gets done. It gets done. Brian's other shirt.
His other bad news shirt. So, Nikki gets some interesting news. JJ's got his little brother syndrome.
And sex toys in the Danielson Bella house.
I don't understand why it's like, just offer to take the dog to a trainer. Like, I guess I don't understand why Brie and Brian are so against it. It's like, just, you can go to PetSmart and get a trainer. Like, it's, and they use humane methods, if that's their concern.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, really, you can go to any major pet store and they offer training for dogs. You could hire, you don't necessarily have to hire a private trainer.
No.
But you can if you want. I mean, it's like, they're really making a mountain out of a molehill. I think the bigger concern is honestly what Brian voiced in the beginning of the episode, what you and I asked each other around WrestleMania, which is, what's going to happen if Brie goes into labor when everybody is in Florida for Mania? Because the mom, Brian, Nikki, I think the brother was there, his wife was there, John's there.
I think Lauren was the only one with Brie.
Was Lauren the only one with Brie?
Maybe. I know she was so far at this point, but I don't know, WrestleMania Sunday, I don't know who was with her.
I mean, pretty much Brie, it seems like Brie was on her own WrestleMania Sunday, so it's like, the whole thing is like, well, if they're all gone, what do you do? Especially if Brie's insisting on having a home birth, it's like, well, depending on how quickly that baby's going to come, you may just have to dial 911.
Anyway, I think we're about to hear what the plan is in a minute.
I think so.
It sounds like it.
Although it seems like Brie hasn't decided yet.
No, but I think we're going to hear what her tentative plans just for that day will be. What if she's alone or something? I don't know. Timeline seems off, because they're all in...
It's out of order.
It is clearly out of order, because they're already in Florida, and I don't... Anyway, it's just... It's all confusing. It's just... Timelines are just way off. Anyway, we're back from break. We're back in Phoenix. I don't know. We're with John and Nikki and her boobs right there.
That's a lot of boob.
That's a whole lot of boob.
And we're going to the fancy dinner. Everybody's all dressed up. I still want to know how you, like, hold everything in. Is it just, like, all tape? Or is there, like, mesh there that kind of holds all that in?
You know the answer.
I don't know the answer because I don't wear tops like that. So if anybody knows the answer to that question, please feel free to tweet us because...
At Rack Radio Show.
At Rack Radio Show because I don't know. So Brie made a decision. Now she's changing her mind.
Natural birth in a hospital.
Yeah. They're basically encouraging her to go to a hospital, which is a really smart plan. Not that I'm saying with a midwife at home is a bad thing, but if something goes wrong, you're in a place where they can help you.
with no one around.
No, honey, you do not give birth at home by yourself. You dial 911 and you have EMTs come get you. That's what you do. Now Brian's giving her crap because she's like, oh, I'm going to weigh my option. He's like, no.
And now we're shaming her. Public shaming, only on Total Bellas.
All they need is the little bells.
That's why they had their knives. Now we're back in Florida?
Yeah, I think we're in Florida.
There's a prop bet of the proposal. 70-30 that John will propose.
And he's encouraging her to bet on it.
Bet on the no. That way, if he doesn't propose, she wins a lot of money. Then she's upset, but she has a lot of money. If he proposes and she loses money, she's now Mrs. John Cena.
Yeah, she wins either way. Oh, apparently this is not going to go well.
Or he has something really spectacular planned.
Either way.
My gut tells me there's something really spectacular planned.
Probably. Because, you know, you can't do something bad on reality television.
Well, you can.
You can, but you shouldn't.
The two words are Jersey, sure.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Just saying.
I have blocked that out of all memory. That never happened. That was not a thing.
I've never seen one episode. I only know of Snooki because of WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
And because everyone was talking about Snooki. Me, I didn't care about Snooki. If you cared about Snooki, why? Legit, why?
Okay, let's get back to the home birth. Refocus on the baby. Refocus!
Why would anyone care about the Snooki?
Because they did. Refocus.
But, no.
We'll discuss later.
What, the situation?
Yes.
So we're going to discuss Snooki and the situation later.
Yes, and his pecs.
I don't want to talk about the situation.
Well, let's talk about the situation with Brie. How about that?
If we must.
So, okay. Again, we know what happens with Brie because all this has already happened. I'm not saying that giving birth at home is bad with a midwife. That is absolutely totally cool if you're down for that. Women have done it for eons like that. And sometimes it goes fine and sometimes it doesn't. Like most of the time, most births, they're fine. Baby comes out, everybody's happy, there's tears, there's pain, there's blood, there's all the mysteries of birth that happen. There's a lot that can go wrong in that process.
Yep.
The baby, there can be something wrong with the baby, there can be something wrong with the mother, there can be any number of complications in that process. And the very tricky thing about that is, yes, you have a trained midwife. That woman knows what she's doing in terms of giving a baby. At least you hope to God she does.
She knows how to pull that sucker out.
But if it's something where surgery is required, or there's something physically wrong with the baby, or the mother is potentially hemorrhaging, you're going to have to call an ambulance. So now you're hedging your bet on whether or not the birth is going to go safely or not. That's what you're doing.
Now we're meeting a midwife. We're a doula. A not fully certified midwife.
Why are you talking to a not fully certified midwife? Brie, what is wrong with you? So basically, she's there to hold Brie's hand if Brian's not there.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Oh, thank God. Okay, all right. I was really worried for a second. Like, really scared for a second that she was going to have somebody that didn't know what they were doing delivering her child. Brie, natural birth is not all it's cracked up to be. And there it is. It's like, there's going to be a moment. You're going to want the drugs.
Brie will listen to the doula before Brian.
Usually the case. It hurts. It hurts a lot. That's what it feels like, Brie. So she's agreed to have the baby in the hospital, but she's doing a natural birth, I think, with a midwife.
A doula.
She's got a black mark on her Jimmy Choo's. She's very upset.
Brie's our vegan shoes. They're all dressed up. They're ready to go.
And JJ's late to his own vow renewal. Oh, Lord, her sister's there. We have a party bus.
That way they're not all crammed into the Mazda.
That's fair. That's smart.
He has a hot spot for them to go to. We've stopped somewhere.
We've stocked in a restaurant, apparently a common restaurant.
At a brewery.
He's making sure everything's set up.
They're at a dive bar rather than somewhere romantic.
Okay, but you haven't gone in yet.
He's not told you to get off the bus. You're just sitting on the bus as he made a stop.
But she's getting pissed.
Because she has no idea what's going on.
First, y'all, November 1st, it's on.
Total Divas returns November 1st. Can't wait.
So much drama.
So much drama. Can't wait. Can you wait?
No, but I'm going to have to. But luckily, we have Total Bellas to tide us over till then.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
As we're back from break, we're still at the dive bar. Lauren's getting more and more pissed. She wants romance. The sister's like, oh crap, it's going down.
Oh, look at that.
And Brian's like, don't judge a book by its cover, as they're all talking shit. And he comes back out in his suit. He's got wine and champagne, it looks like, in buckets. And he goes, it's not here.
He wanted them to complain a little bit. He's screwing with them. Who's happy that Nicole's boobs are coming to the wedding renewal?
That's actually fairly covered for her.
Kind of.
I mean, they're still present, but, you know, they're still covered.
We have a string ensemble of some sort.
We have a nice little reception area set up. We're out in the desert.
We got the sponsorship plug for it in out there.
Yeah, we got the sponsorship plug, and he set up a nice little thing for them.
Nikki feels bad that she doubted her brother.
He did it upright for his wife, and Brian is the officiant. Brian is an ordained minister. Oh my god, you could get married by Daniel Bryan. He has a whole side business now.
This is why Brian said don't judge a book by its cover.
Dude, this needs to be a thing. Brian needs to have a whole wedding officiating thing. And she's getting all verklempt as she reads her vows.
Get better at squeezing the toothpaste container.
He's like, ditto. He does a nice little surprise. He tricks them.
He does trick them. He got them all. He surprised them. Got done, you know, a little trickery.
Which I have to applaud him for. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That was really pretty good where, you know, they're all talking smack about him and he's like, I'm going to show you. So he tricks them and they go out to this really lovely location where we find out Brian is an ordained minister. So, you know, there's your, if you ever have money problems, Brian, there you go. Mm-hmm. You can get married by Dana Bryan.
Gotta go to his Twitter now.
Dude, he and Big E could do a whole thing.
Could. They really could.
They could do a whole thing in Vegas.
I want to see if he mentioned anything about it on the Twitters.
Yeah, we need to go to the Twitters and check this out. No, because...
he did not live tweet it. Oh, such a shame. He didn't live tweet the show. I think he stopped doing that. I think he did it the first couple weeks.
Well, he's probably busy. I think he does it...
when he's home.
When he's home, yeah.
Waiting on JJ to give his vows.
And we have the romantic music. We see the scenery. We're waiting for JJ. And now he's... putting himself over in his vows.
Nikki's now wondering, is John ever going to do this?
We're really taking her brother and his wife's vow renewal back to John. We're really doing that.
The world revolves around John Cena.
I know.
Haven't you figured this out already?
I know. But it's just like, really, your brother is pouring his heart out to his wife. They're having a beautiful moment together. You're in the desert at the sunset. You've got this custom prepared meal. He's done all this work. And all you can think about is John. And whether or not you're going to get married.
5 days till WrestleMania. We're packing.
We're back at
packing for Mania.
She's bringing like 6 suitcases. You're going to be in Orlando. If you forgot something, you're like an hour away.
Back in that famous Range Rover.
Or is that a new one?
I don't know. We're seeing
the set get built.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of speculation running wild in her head of what's going to happen.
She knows. She knows. Now we're on our way to Mania.
We see everything that's going on from Bass to doctors to everything with Brie.
Well, I think she was originally trying to do a water birth, and then at that point it just wasn't going to work. And we get the moment.
Dum dum dum.
The moment we've all been waiting for, that we waited like 6 seasons of Total Divas for. The moment.
The moment. Not just a moment. The moment. It's not a good moment, it's not a bad moment, it's the moment. Yeah, I went there. Anyway.
Anyway, I think that does it for us. They did a nice wrap-up, and, well, next week is going to prove to be a very eventful episode for both sisters. Because, well, we get to meet Birdie, and we might get a little bling-bling with it. And when I say little, I mean it could pick up basic cable.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
So, you got stuff to plug?
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rackradioshow. Follow us on the Twitch, twitch.tv/rackradioshow. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Rack Radio Show, @WildTalkRadio on the Twitter. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Follow me on Twitter @LensWard, LENSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters. So, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with the season finale. So, till then, bye!